Welcome. The discussion that you will hear today is revolving around what we have come to know as subtle energy. I am very pleased to be joined by some leading authorities on the subject. Dr. Yuri Chronopolo has formulated a revolutionary technology of imprinting subtle energy into a variety of substances that, when brought into the energy field of the body, have a dramatic effect on the body's health and well-being. Dr. Yuri Chronopolo was educated at one of the world's premier schools in the area of the physics of nonlinear vibrations, Gorky University, and he earned his postdoctorate degree at Russia's leading research institute, Lebedev's Institute of Physics in Moscow. He has co-authored the definitive book in his field titled Nonlinear Resonant Interactions of Light with Matter, based on his theories and published in several languages. He has published over 75 articles on the interaction of light with matter. He has been a subtle energy researcher for over 20 years. Dr. Chronopolo has invented a generator that can generate subtle energy patterns into various substances. He has formulated patterns that address specific psychological, physiological, and spiritual applications. Dr. Chronopolo has used his equipment to imprint energy patterns into health and wellness products. Subtle Energy Solutions is an exclusive and revolutionary line of health and wellness products utilizing this amazing breakthrough technology. Dr. Chronopolo will be joined by Dr. Dan Gleason, Dr. Bill Wolf, and Dr. Jeff Marangel. I would like to welcome each one of you gentlemen with us today. I appreciate your presence here. And Dr. Yuri, maybe if you could start us out and tell us a little bit about what subtle energy is, and then we can work into why it's important and how the folks can benefit from being aware of it. We'll hear from Dan and Bill and Jeff as well. So welcome, Dr. Yuri.
Hello. I think that to understand what subtle energy is, we need to look at ancient medicine of Western cultures, and especially in Chinese and Indian medicine. They knew about energy, which they considered as life-sustaining force, and used it for prevention and treatment of diseases. And Chinese acupuncture is a good example of it. It is being used by Chinese medicine for thousands of years, and based on methods of regulation that subtle energy, which Chinese call qi. And you know that Indian called that energy prana. And really, every ancient culture had awareness about existence of this energy and named it in different ways. In China, ancient Chinese doctors developed comprehensive techniques and theories of how to regulate balance of qi flow in human body. And they knew that all functions of the body depend on this energy.
Dr. Dan Gleason, what would you say about why subtle energy is important for the average person listening and how they can benefit from being aware of it?
Hi, good evening, Michael. Nice to be here. Dr. Yuri, that's a wonderful lead-in. It sure gives me a lot of thought, too. The neat thing about all of this is that no matter what the problem is, no matter where the compromised factor is in your body and the vital life force can't get through and can't allow the tissues to perform properly, it doesn't mean that it has to be this way. And so the important factor is that we have some wonderful answers to help you get around this interfered with energy. And if it isn't gotten around and if it isn't taken care of, then all of a sudden you're going to start developing a state of what we tend to call diseasement. In other words, your area is into a beginning of symptoms, it's into beginnings of tissue changes, and it's real important to realize that this is going to alter your life forever should it not be handled and straightened out. So that's probably a little bit of a start anyway for my part.
Thanks, Dan, and maybe we could get Dr. Bill Wolf to jump in here and give us a couple of minutes of what he feels.
Well, thank you, Michael. I feel that we are in the midst of a powerful paradigm shift in healthcare in this society. Because what we're talking about here is really the energetic aspects of healthcare, the vibrational states of matter. You see, medicine is starting to catch up with physics. And now we realize that humans are multidimensional, and they're composed of many interacting energy fields, each having different frequencies. There's very compelling evidence, some of which Yuri's already related to, that supports the existence of subtle energy fields which surround each living organism. And these are actually the blueprints for our physical body. The energy field is, you can look at it as a software for the development of the body. You see, illness in the body is an appearance, actually a symptom. It appears first as a distortion in the subtle energy body before it manifests in the physical body. The initial cause of disease in the physical body is really damaged energy flow or an interrupted energy flow. And again, ancient cultures have known this for thousands of years about stimulating energy flow to promote health. The essence of physical healing is reestablishing energy flow. Health is about balance, balancing and enhancing the energy flow in our body and this, achieving well-being on all levels of our existence. The body has an intrinsic ability to heal itself. We just sometimes need help in that arena to enhance our energy field to assist our body in healing ourselves. Now, the energetic aspects of health care have not been strong amongst the medical community because the focus of training for doctors is in the area of anatomy and chemistry, not physics and math. And so there needs to be and will be emerging as we come into the 21st century of actually physics and medicine to realize that we are humans of energy. We are beings of a complex network of interwoven energy fields. And this energy field itself is the primary formative force of the physical body. Just as Yuri was saying that we can observe it, however, measurement is difficult at this point in time. We can measure the effects of this subtle energy through absorption spectroscopy and water frequency absorption by water. In other words, as light goes through water, water absorbs certain frequencies. If you treat the water in a certain way, as Yuri has done with his blueprints, energetic blueprints, he can alter the absorption rates of that water. Now, that's pretty phenomenal. That demonstrates that the subtle energy that he is imprinting into that water is having an effect on those water molecules. So, as we progress with our subtle energy studies, the subatomic world, we will realize that we are primarily subtle energy and that actually the physical body is a manifestation of the energy body, which is my belief.
I find it very exciting to be here right now with our hands on the products that we have that Dr. Yuri has presented us with. It's such an incredibly exciting time. Dr. Jeff, let's get you in here. Dr. Jeff Maringel, and get you in here and hear what you have to say on the subject.
Well, thank you, Michael. It's a pleasure to be with my colleagues this evening and discussing a subject that's very near and dear to my heart and to our day-to-day practice. I liken it very much to something that all of us can understand, and that is the sounds of music. And to me, the body's function is like a grand symphony. When everything is playing in harmony and every instrument is finely tuned and hitting all the right notes, we have optimum wellness and optimum health. But the stress of life today tends to disturb that symphony and turn it into a cacophony of sounds and resonances that distort the symphony of life. And what we're finding with the subtle energy products is that they help to restore the harmony and the optimal function of the body so that Bill likened it to a blueprint, and I told the patient today, you know, you can have all the materials to build a beautiful house, but if you have no blueprints and no organizational plan to use all those materials, then you can wind up with just a poorly built, unorganized home. And the converse is true. If you have all the blueprints in the world for a beautiful palace, but you don't have the materials to construct it, then the same outcome is achieved of not having the body to be 100%. But what we're finding is that when you have good nutrition and the right things available for your body and the organizational force that's provided by subtle energy products, that is the perfect marriage. And every day in our clinic, as we use these types of products more and more, we see that they are truly an organizing principle to help the body achieve optimal wellness. So although we deal with sick people, I use these products myself, my family uses them, to achieve every day a harmonic function so that we can avoid the stress of life and minimize its effect on our bodies, so that we can avoid distress and eventually disease, and help ourselves and help people that are using them to achieve longevity and quality of life and optimum wellness.
Are people experiencing more stress? I mean, that it feels that way to me, but maybe that's just me. Are people, what are you seeing in your practices as far as the way people are dealing? What are they dealing with? How are they dealing with stress these days?
Well, Michael, in the last 100 years, human beings have seen more change than any time in the history of mankind. You know, less than 100 years ago, we didn't even have alternating current. We didn't have incandescent light. We didn't have radios and computers and chemicals. You know, you think of all the cleaning products we use in our life, all of the herbicides and pesticides and automobiles, air pollution, and so forth. The pace of life used to be dictated by the rising and setting of the sun. That no longer takes place. We have people working second shift and third shift, dysregulating their wake-sleep patterns and their normal biological rhythms. And this has all occurred within 4 generations of man. So although we are very adaptogenic and we obviously are surviving as a race, you know, all over the planet, are we surviving well? And we're seeing rises in chronic disease states, heart disease, cancers, arthritis, and autoimmune diseases. And I think most of these are a result of the combination of what we call a total toxic load. The stressful emotions, biochemical stress, you know, physical stresses of being in the same position or same posture all the time, indoor air quality. So many things are piling up upon us. And what do we do that's good for us on a daily basis? This is where subtle energy regulation is so important, because we need an organizing, stabilizing factor in our lives to help us to better adapt and better to deal with these types of stresses.
So what you guys are saying, and maybe Yuri could comment on this as well, is, and a question that pops in my mind is, do these products have the power to modulate the energetic systems of the body?
Yeah, they're specifically arranged for this purpose. You know what Jeff told about orchestra of the organism, I think it's a very good analogy. You know, if instruments are working not in concert, what you need to do, you need first to arrange them properly and give them energy to play. That's what these patterns are doing. If organism is agitated, you need somehow to make a program which calls it to calm down, and at the same time to give this energy to fulfill this program. That's what pattern Ivan is doing.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else want to comment on the modulating effects that they've seen?
Yes, Michael. With all the stresses of the modern world, we get pushed into this fight-flight response, and we stay there for extended periods of time when it is really supposed to be something that is temporary. And then the longer we stay in this upregulated, hypersympathetic stimulation mode, the more it drains the energy of our organs and systems until they eventually begin to start to run out of energy and to collapse in their ability to function. And that's when they become hypo. And so you can have some organs turned on a lot longer than other organs who become tired and become exhausted according to that person's individual weaknesses. So when you modulate the energy of the body using the subtle energy products, you can use something that will work on the hyper excited sympathetic tone at the same time that you're using a product that will work on the hypotonic or low energy functioning organs. And that on the surface seems to be a dichotomy or inconsistency, but it really is not. You know, that's the unifying principle here, is that you can use both products simultaneously, the E1 and the E2. They will address the particular organs and systems that are hyper-functioning and relax them back to a more normal harmonic state. And they will also, using the E2, will energize the organs that are at low function or have become exhausted over time because of stress and bring them back to a state of balance. And that's the wonderful thing about energetic re-regulation, is that you can deal with both types of function in the body at the same time.
Are you saying that irregardless of what other products someone might be taking, that the E1 and E2 work to facilitate those other products being used in the body?
I certainly do. I would like my colleagues on the call tonight, we use a variety of things with our patients, having been subtle energy researchers for so many years. We find in our clinic, for instance, I have a room where I have approximately 400 different items that I can use for patients' well-beingness. And in the past while since we started, we finally got some real subtle energy product, and especially since the August situation where we were able to come into E1 and E2 and E3, we have found that literally half of those products I don't need anymore, because the body, with these three products being applied to it, the subtle energy products, they've turned on these compromised areas. They've turned on this magical energy flow that Bill was talking about, and the energy field seemed to have come alive around actually probably every single cell and atom in the body is really on fire here in a wonderful way, not that it's in a drive state, and doing things that it hasn't been allowed to do before, because it did not have the power, the generation of energy, whatever it needed to do that job. I even have some real chronic back situations and that are doing so much better on the E1, E2, E3, and they have, in half the number of visits, have gotten better, just dramatic changes. So it has a very profound place in my practice, and has taken me out of a sweatshop and into such a pleasurable thing, because before I used to have to work so hard. I see the responsibility factor improving dramatically in these patients. They just love the product. They really do.
Thank you, Dan. Dr. Jeff, how do these products fit into your practice?
Oh, I so have to agree with Dan, because, you know, all of us that do this work, we're always out on the edge. We're always looking for the newest therapies that work the best to try and achieve things that we used to be able to do in a month, we want to do in a week, and things we used to be able to do in a week, we want to do in a day. And I'm having so much the same experience. It is just so exciting to predictively pull a rabbit out of your hat, you know, every day for someone with these products. As regards the long-term use, we have been using heart rate variability to assess sympathetic and parasympathetic control of the heart rate, and we've made over 8,000 studies in the last 2 years. more than anyone in the United States. And we have been tracking people using these subtle energy products now for 5 and 6 months. And we are seeing an increase in what we call the total power of the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system. So what that tells us is that not only is the regulatory mechanism getting more accurate in its balance between hyper and hypo function the way it should be, but also the power of the nervous system intervention that we can observe with this scientific modality is increasing. And that tells me that if the nervous system is increasing its energetic power to the heart, it is all the organs and all the other systems are having that same increase in energy. So it's a wonderful way for us to observe what's happening as a reflection of physical change in the body. So not only are people feeling better, we're observing with electroacupuncture, with heart rate variability, with range of motion, the effect of the E1, E2, and especially the E3 cream on all of our patients. It's just really incredible. And it makes it a pleasure to go to work because, you know, when we used to kind of poke and hope, or, you know, 80% of the time something would happen in a predictable way, but the other 20% you weren't quite sure what your outcome would be, our percentage of success is continually going up and up and up, and we're having little or no downsides. We're having less adverse reactions from therapies with patients using these products. These are all benefits that we're seeing, and to date, I have seen no downside with the product. A big part of this is relative to intercellular and extracellular mineral balance. What the minerals that are outside the cell and the minerals that are inside the cell effectively exchanging with each other, or ineffectively exchanging with each other, being part of a problem. Well, the beauty of the composition of the products is that they're in a carrier solution of ionic minerals, which provides a wealth of the micro minerals that every tissue in the body uses, and then organizes that use so that it moves and flows from outside the cell to inside the cell and creates a harmonic interaction and causes a normal tone of the muscles and the myofascial systems. It's really a joy to work with these things.
So, Dr. Jeff, is there a wrong way to use these products?
To date, we really haven't seen that. We do, and we will get into talking about dosage here, and it's a place where we can go right now if you want to.
Absolutely.
In that, I always try to err on the side of being conservative. We are dynamic organisms, human beings, all living organisms. I mean, we use these products with all of our animals here. We have horses and dogs and a cat and you name it, and they have needs also. But, you know, what we find is I start with a low dosage and we'll do 2 to 5 drops of the solution, you know, in water, and a good amount of water twice a day for the first week. And then we'll kind of ramp up to it, because just like any change in habit or pattern, the body develops its own habits, whether they're good habits or bad habits. Well, we're trying to replace some bad habits with a good habit, and we don't like to radically change that. We'll go, oh, I'm going to quit smoking 100%, and I'm never going to touch another one. Well, most people that do that, they may kick the habit, but they're going to get sick. I'll guarantee you, 90% of the people that would quit smoking just like that, they're going to get sick as a dog, because their body has adapted to that toxic load. It almost looks forward to it. And when those mechanisms aren't being fed to excrete that toxin, they're going to have a problem with it. So we start slowly, and we ramp up to it until we get up to the standard dosage, which is normally 10 drops twice a day. And that may take 2 to 3 weeks to get there. Some people may respond to 2 or 3 drops of each per day. The next person may have to ramp up to 15 or 20 drops of each a couple times a day until they feel the desired effect. And we call that the the loading phase or the adaptation phase to the product. And then once that pattern becomes ingrained in the system, you keep utilizing it over an extended period of time. And that's what lays down the new biorhythm and the new blueprint to the body. And that's why it is so valuable to use these things every day, very consistently, for an extended period of time. You're basically training your body's energy system to a new way.
So you're not looking for a magic bullet effect here. When you're taking an energetic approach to wellness, you're going to need to commit to a little bit of time, is what you're saying, maybe a month or two in the least, right?
Oh, absolutely. They don't call it subtle energy for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It is very subtle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most of our drug therapies today are meant to block things in the body, to stop this enzyme activity or to block that calcium channel or to overstimulate this organ or understimulate that organ or suppress it. This is the paradigm of modern medicine. We look at the use of drugs today, and I'm sure that people in the United States don't have Prozac deficiencies, and yet it's the most widely prescribed drug in the United States today. So why do they need Prozac? Because if they took the time to use E1 for a month or 2 months or 3 months, they would better deal with the stress of life rather than trying to suppress their system or conserve actually the serotonin that they're burning up at a high rate by using these types of drugs.
What a fantastic point. You mentioned the gastrointestinal function. Why is that so important to the health or the balance of the body? And how do these products help in that regard?
We used to use all types of gastrointestinal products, herbal remedies and probiotics and things to kill yeast and on and on and on. And sometimes 4 and 5 and 6 different products just to try and get the gastrointestinal system stabilized and functioning normally. We have quite a large contingent of irritable bowel syndrome and people with chronic gastrointestinal problems that we have had tremendous success with the E2 product in organizing the function of the gastrointestinal system. And what a lot of people don't realize is our gastrointestinal system begins in the mouth and is a tube that goes all the way to the rectum. And it needs to have selective pHs along the whole way in order to maintain normal bowel flora, a balance between good bacteria and bad bacteria. We have over 500 microorganisms in our gastrointestinal tract. No one practitioner can know at any one time which ones to put in and which ones to kill. But when we use the E2 product, the autonomic regulation of the mucous membranes and the pH functions of the pancreas, the liver, the gallbladder, the small intestine, the large intestine, all become stabilized and normalized, and the selectivity of the mucous membrane to uptake nutrients and to excrete toxins becomes more normal. And so with that organizing principle in there, we find much lower need for a plethora of gastrointestinal products to meet the need to get normal assimilation, excretion, and detoxification.
Fantastic. Thank you, Dr. Jeff. Now, you mentioned that the gastrointestinal function really starts in the mouth, and we just happen to have a guy on here that knows a little bit about the mouth. And, Dr. Bill, I'd like to pick your brain for a few minutes about the oral cavity itself, about how it relates to the rest of the body, and about the fantastic dental products that Dr. Urey has helped you to design and that we have available for the folks. So if you would, maybe first of all address the importance of the oral cavity and from your perspective, which is a little bit different. You've certainly opened my eyes very wide over the past couple of years, which I greatly appreciate. But share some of your information with these folks, please.
Yes, I'll be most happy to, Michael. Jeff was alluding to the toxic load that we're all carrying. You know, the environmental pollution in our mouth is the most chronic disease that we have to deal with, is in the mouth. Dental disease is the most prevalent of all diseases. The U.S. Public Health Service reports that 98% of all Americans have some form of dental disease. The mouth is the dirtiest part of the body. Approximately 6 billion microbes are constantly attacking your gums and teeth. And recent research has demonstrated that these same oral bacteria can contribute to ailments throughout the body, ranging from heart problems to strokes, pneumonia, diabetes, premature births, and even obesity. And how does this happen? Well, the bacteria get into your bloodstream by a process called bacteremia and can travel down these little highways throughout your body and can lodge in a distant organ. And we have found that bacteria that only present themselves in the mouth are now being found in distant organs causing problems. So it is to your highest health interest to take good care of your mouth. A healthier mouth creates a healthier body. Charles Mayo, the founder of the Mayo Clinic, said that preventive dentistry can extend human life 10 years. Now, we're just talking about bacteria right now. But let's also talk about the mouth as a disturbance field. It's a gigantic disturbance field. Electrogalvanism, dissimilar metals, bio-incompatible dental materials, residual infections in the mouth, dead teeth, periodontal disease. All these things are problems in themselves, except that we are a bioelectric wonder. We have all these acupuncture meridians running through the mouth. Now, teeth can affect organs at a distance through suppressing this energetic flow, the chi, the acupuncture meridians. And through shutting down or reducing the amount of flow of the energetic nourishment, as Dr. Vole, my teacher, used to call this flow, the energetic nourishment to the organ is the acupuncture meridian. If the teeth or any part of the oral cavity suppresses this energetic flow, then that particular organ is starved of the acupuncture meridian that is the nourishment for that organ. And so you can't have disease at a distance energetically as well as through pathogens. So I'm very excited to be talking about these next products, because Dr. Urey and I have been working on some dental products that have a combination of research that I've been working on over the years with aloe vera and its properties of healing, using a very stabilized formula, no fluoride, no sodium oil sulfate, no sugar. And then Dr. Urey has developed some patterns for anti-inflammatory, antibacterial patterns that we're be incorporating into the tooth gel and the mouth rinse. Dr. Urey has really opened my eyes as to what are possibilities for the human body through the mouth, because the mouth is the window to the rest of the body. It's all one piece, and even though many dentists don't quite believe this, the mouth is attached to a patient and can affect your health very dramatically. It is to your highest interest to take care of your mouth. In other words, not to just look at it as a way to clean your teeth, but to actually look at it as a dental cream. In other words, the tooth gel you could actually squeeze out onto your finger and rub it onto a tooth or an inflamed gum tissue, an area of the mouth that is in pain, which means blocked energy flow, and actually stimulate that acupuncture meridian flow. You can actually, in other words, give yourself a treatment at a distance through your mouth, because as you are enhancing the flow of those acupuncture meridians through the mouth, you are then enhancing the acupuncture meridian flow all the way through your body. So not to just be looked at as a dental hygiene product, but actually we are treating the mouth as an organ in itself, so that it is not blocking energy flow to other organs.
Well, I'd like to share one that ties in with what Bill just said. I have two boys, and my oldest boy is 15 now, my youngest is 13, and my 15-year-old, during one of their biology classes, they took an oral swab from everybody in the class while they were doing some microscopy, so they could look at the bacteria that were in the mouth and illustrate that to them. And out of 26 kids in his class, there was only one person in the entire class who didn't have pathogenic bacteria in his mouth, and that was my son. And they re-swabbed it, and they really couldn't find anything to look at under the microscope. And he came home, he said, why was that? I said, well, you're taking these, and he takes these drops every morning and every evening, and, he does, it's funny because my older boy doesn't like to swallow capsules and pills and things like that. So, I put him on these products as a way to maintain his optimal wellness during this, a very stressful period of his life. You know, these kids are up early, they go to school, they play sports, he's on the basketball team, they play soccer, and they have homework, and it's a lot of stress during especially the pubescent period of their life when they're growing and developing. There's so much change going on in their lives. And he was exhibiting wellness. He had a healthy oral immune system because of these things that we're doing. And in his case, I couldn't attribute it to anything else because he's not using a whole lot of other nutritional products or even probiotics or anything else. So, that's something that I've seen just in our own life here that was kind of illustrated by happenstance in a high school biology class.
Doesn't it make you feel good to be offering your children, something that is just this fantastic? I mean, it does me. We have four children, and we do exactly the same thing. Dan, does anything pop to mind that you've seen with any of the particular clients?
I just find that, as Jeff has already mentioned, there's just no downside to this stuff. I use it in every possible application you can think of where... we're, as Jeff has noted, we're changing heart palpitations and heartbeats and pulse rates and blood pressures. We're, the pHs of the body is coming into a much more balanced situation. Most of our patients in the high stress zone tend to run in an acid state, and I can go through a whole bunch of different conditions, but it's just doing everything. The chronic pain patterns are shifting. The fidget, right from the fidgety legs are changing to all the way up to all types of headaches, and as we already know, the gastrointestinal factors, the lung situations, the parasite factor in the body is really taking a kick from this like I've never seen before. We're able to handle that much quicker, and I'm finding probably the most exciting field that I'm moving into more and more and more, because all of a sudden I've got such a wonderful tool to help me with the subtle energy products, is the emotional end of things, and the fact that patients are their emotional reactions in life are so dramatically changing from that hyper state, and they're coming into a calm or into a balance they just have not known before, and their healing process that is able to occur when you're in this headspace, when you're in this balanced vital life force pattern, is just profound. And boy, if we could do this to all the people in our nation, this would be such a phenomenal place.
Absolutely, absolutely. Dr. Urey, what I hear these guys saying, I want to find out if what I'm hearing is right, is that what we're doing really with this technology is assisting the body by bringing the body back into balance so that it has more of what it needs to go forward in a much more healthy way. Is that true? Is that a good way of putting this?
Yeah, it's exactly right what you said. My impression is that without implementing energy medicine into practice, it's not possible to achieve real human potential, and especially in our stressful age, as already all doctors today talked about, we absolutely need this kind of energy regulation. You see, everybody balances a car engine before it goes out of order, but for some reason our medicine for 100 years didn't pay too much attention in balancing and human tune-up, I would say. And that's what energy is doing. if it's appropriately arranged energy pattern introduced to the human body, it can be, all these imbalances can be regulated and prevent diseases, and especially what Dan said, I'm really glad to hear it. Psychological balance, psychological health is so important, and energy can do it as effectively as nothing else.
Anyone can do this.
Right,
they don't need our EAV machines and our applied kinesiology and our years of experience. That's what's so beautiful. And you can't do harm to yourself. You can't do something wrong. Just give yourself the permission to use these things as the gift that they are, and your own awareness will come forth. And if you have a practitioner that you're working with, they will become more aware. We're all using the products, and our awareness is changing. And it happens to the individual also. So they don't need all this sophisticated stuff. They can just start trying the products and using them and finding out for themselves how their body changes, how their awareness changes. There's so many folks in our society that seem to have problems sleeping. You know, they can't get to sleep, or when they get to sleep, they wake up, and it seems that all I keep hearing is E1 takes that into a total another level. I talked to a guy the other day in Virginia that it was 1 o'clock in the morning, and the first time he'd taken the E1, he took 7 drops, and he laid down on the bed, had a real problem going to sleep normally, but he laid down and he put his hands on his chest, and he woke up at 1 o'clock in the afternoon in the same position. he was really impressed with the product, to say the least. But it's just so much fun, you know, and what I keep hearing, it's like in the first paragraph of this tape, you know, we said that, you know, we were hoping that we could offer new choices to the folks that are ready for them. My sincere hope is that there are a lot of people that are ready to try something maybe a little bit different, because isn't it true, guys, that we're facing a real health care challenge in the future, where we're going to have a lot of people living longer. We're going to need many more people to take care of them, but just because they live longer, their quality of life is not necessarily assured, is it? We all know people who have had some sort of trauma in their life, an injury, an illness, an auto accident, and they never come back to being as strong or as vital as they were before that happened, because it's a precipitating event that, with our total toxic load of chemical toxicity and physical stress and so forth, we don't have the energy to muster the resources to bring us back to a full recovery. And I actually recalled many of my chronic patients who we didn't have success with when I got these products, and I said, look, I've got something new and I want to share it with you. And I gave them the products and I let them try them, and we measured them, and they got enough energy to overcome these hurdles and these challenges in their life. And that's what subtle energy is all about, is providing the energetic resource to the body to have that healing capability restored.
And Jeff, that's what we've talked about before, about the missing piece to the health puzzle,
right,
is the energetic piece.
That is a great key in my practice. I see it all the time. The energetic factor is the big one.
Your body was designed to heal itself, but we're placed in a world that interferes with this natural capacity. And fortunately, we have people on the planet like Dr. Urie that have investigated and formulated energy patterns to address our specific applications of need to enhance the quality of our lives. And thank you, Dr. Urie, for everything that you've done.
Thank you for working with my energies. And I think we already made the progress in developing new energy patterns, and I think next time we will discuss it.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your presence here tonight. If you're listening to this for the first time, and certainly you're going to want more information, it would be hard to imagine how you could be exposed to it and not. Just get back to the person that gave you this tape, and they will give you the information that you need in order to get the products in your hands as quickly as possible. And we thank you for your presence this evening, and God bless you all.